A lot of questions this morning in the wake of an incident as an air traffic controller at the Reagan National Airport in Washington apparently was asleep at the switch. A couple of planes were trying to land, had to be landed without the help of the control tower there at the airport. Now, there was a backup that did, in fact, work. Bill Voss is president of the Flight Safety Foundation. Bill, I guess the good news is the backup worked. The bad news is the primary didn't.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of an odd situation because, honestly, it's a little bit early in the night to expect to see somebody falling asleep.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, and we keep hearing this from the Air Traffic Controllers Union, that they're overworked, you know, they're underpaid, there's not enough people in the tower. Does this legitimize those complaints?
It's hard to say if it really does or not. I mean, those discussions have been going on for 20 or so years. It is important to consider the issues of fatigue and the effect they can have on safety, or we have to consider the possibility, too, this guy could have just locked himself out of the tower going to the bathroom.
That's even worse. I mean, then he wouldn't have been able to get back at all.
Exactly. And I mean, these are the type of things I think that really, that could be constructive that could come out of this. You know, the FAA has never really had explicit procedures for things like as simple as going to the bathroom. When you're on a single staff shift. And
how
maybe it's time we have an honest conversation about the realities of life.
I'm stunned by that there's no procedure in place to make sure that somebody is sitting in that control tower all the time when they're supposed to be there.
You've got very light traffic at night. I mean, you may actually only deal with half a dozen aircraft for 6 hours. But the issue there is if something happens and you're caught away from the microphone, or if you have to leave the microphone for a few minutes, there probably ought to be some sort of procedure you can use that makes sure the people that are sending you the airplanes know that.
Well, the Transportation Secretary has now said we have to have two controllers in that tower at Reagan.
Yeah.
Does that now then translate to maybe we should have two every place?
I think that, you know, obviously there's a reaction to the visibility this story is getting. And so, great, it makes sense to go ahead and get two people in there right away. But I think it also makes sense to go back and have a realistic review across the country. At the same time, realize right now this week the Congress is considering major budget cuts to the FAA. And it makes it tough for them on a realistic level to put another six-figure employee upstairs working six airplanes a night.
Lots of questions still to be answered. Bill Voss there, president of the Flight Safety Foundation.